I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, right?
Yeah.
And I worked, I had a colleague where I worked who had a friend who worked for the Ohio State football team, which go Bucks, national champs, et cetera, all that. Yay. While he was in school, right? Pretty cool gig. So I find out this guy told his friends, like we had known that this was a thing, but I just found out that the other part of the story. All right. So this guy told a few friends that he got him tickets to the Super Bowl through his job. Now, this wasn't just this past Super Bowl, but, you know, obviously it came up because of the proximity, right?
Sure.
But he got them tickets to the Super Bowl through his job because obviously working for the Ohio State football team, right? Makes sense. Very cool. They all got, so they all got plane tickets. All the friends got plane tickets, got hotel, flew down to New Orleans for the game. That's where it was. They go to will call. Gotta be a mistake. There's no tickets.
OMG.
Can you check again? No. I'm sorry, sir. There's no tickets for you under that name or that name.
Oh, wow.
Or that name. Apparently, he made the entire thing up.
What?
Didn't have tickets. No. Didn't have Super Bowl tickets, didn't ever have Super Bowl tickets for him.
But he invited people and they made travel arrangements and they showed up and did all the things?
He gifted them to them. Hey, if you can make your way down there, I'll get you tickets because I can get them through my work. That's what he said.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't know how.
He invited people.
I don't know
how. Something that was false.
Yeah, I don't know how in the world he thought he was going to pull it off. I mean, maybe he was thinking, I don't know.
Did he think that nobody was going to take him up on it?
Well, maybe, or they couldn't get.
He was just kind of saying it for clout, but no one was going to actually show up.
I mean,
to try to redeem it.
You know, maybe he was thinking, okay, hotel's going to be crazy. There's no way they're going to get a hotel, et cetera, all that stuff. So yeah, found out that was entirely made up.
Wow.
And so they all ended up watching it from a bar in New Orleans. But it's just wild. I mean, why say that? What does it benefit you?
They're not going to believe anything he says after that.
No, I mean, just
not one word.
But this was a person who also, it was like you had to take everything he said with a grain of salt. You know,
well, obviously
it was, but that was the,
how do you apologize for that?
That was the cherry on top right there.
Did he apologize?
I think he, I have no idea. I have no idea what happened after that.
Wow.
No, so anyway, that was absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And you know, look, Kelly, you and I found out about a huge lie that was here in our own building.
It went on for years.
It did. It went on for years. This person, they got in trouble. They
went to jail.
They did their time. They're out, you know? And so, but yes.
But we weren't even allowed to talk about it. And it looked like we helped for a long time. It looked like we were helpers in that whole thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, when, you know, someone says they have a debilitating disease and
a fatal disease.
Yes. And, you know,
and then adds another disease on top of that.
You want to do what you can.
You have galas and fundraisers.
And you want to donate money.
Form a foundation.
You want to make sure that the last parts of their life living on earth are great.
Uh-huh.
But yes. Yeah. You know, that was.
But yet they don't display any of the symptoms that typically come along with these conditions ever. And my standard response was, remarkably asymptomatic. That was my standard answer because you feel bad. You don't want to doubt someone has something like that. You feel awful saying that. Like, what kind of an awful person are you for not believing that? But at the same time, things weren't lining up.
So what was the biggest lie you've ever heard? Whether it was something you told someone, whether it was told to you, or whether it was like me and it was like around you or someone who you worked with or something like that. 502-795-1997. Would love to dive into the lies.
It's been many years. I'd forgotten about that lie, but man, I was bitter for a long time about that lie because it was in my face for a long time, like cried in front of me many, many, many times about how mean people were to him.
Well,
didn't believe him.
This person.
Turns out they were right.
This person. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, I gave money. I never saw that money again.
Oh, I didn't give money. I gave my time. And unfortunately, a lot of our interns gave their internship around like planning gala events for a sham.
Okay.
I'm so bad about that.
All right. So anyways.
I'm bitter a little.
I can tell. Sorry, I opened up that can of worms for you.
Yes, Kelly from Crescent Hill, that person.
502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear the craziest lie you've ever heard and how you found out it was. All right. On the way, I don't know if it's a pride thing or wanting to make yourself seem more important than you actually are. It's 99.7 AJX, but why tell such a outlandish lie when you know you're not going to be able to back it up? Like, I was just telling this story about how a colleague that I used to work with when in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, knew a guy who literally said, because he had a job working for the football team, Ohio State football team, while he was going through school, that he could get them tickets to the Super Bowl.
Shocking when people actually showed up thinking that, well, all right, great, you're getting the tickets, we're coming.
All right, going to put it in your name. They're going to be at will call. Uh-huh. Okay.
Shocking when
get
they
get down
won't.
There. There's no tickets. They end up watching the game in a bar. So we were talking about, like, what's the biggest lie you've ever heard? Tammy rolls in and says, a classmate of mine growing up moved down to Florida. Said her mom got a job as a manager for NSYNC.
Oh, wow.
And could get us all tickets when we came down to visit.
Guessing they didn't get the tickets.
Tammy, how'd you find out that was not true?
I know. I kind of need the rest of the story
exactly.
Did you show up?
Did you say, yeah? And
then, we're there.
And then roll down and say, hey, hang on a second. Oh, wait, sorry. No tickets today. Sorry.
Like, oh, found out they were formed in Orlando. Oh, I live in Florida. Oh. Why don't I just tell them that
I know
the band?
I know. My mom is their manager.
Uh-huh.
Of all the things. Like,
that's great.
It's their manager.
Uh-huh.
Anthony said, when I had gray hairs in my 20s, my barber told me not to worry about it because at least gray hairs don't fall out. I took the comfort in those words, which some years later I can confirm was very much a lie.
Oh, Anthony. Anthony,
why you gotta bring it up on this arm?
Bald is beautiful.
That's funny.
And Dana needs a hug too.
What?
Dana needs a hug.
These are the biggest lies you've ever heard.
Is anyone going to say, I love you?
Dana! Listen, people can fall in and out of love.
It doesn't mean they didn't love you. It doesn't mean they never did.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't mean they never loved you. Just means that they fell out of love with you, Dana. But it was not for your sparkling personality. It was for other things.
Dana, you just haven't found the right one. The right one is going to know your value.
Okay, Ashley.
To the sad lane.
Yeah, Ashley, you got a story. Biggest lie you ever heard.
My husband and another couple were on a cruise, and we went to Ochos Rios, and we didn't have an excursion, so we just went to this restaurant and just kind of were having drinks by the water. It was great. Well, it was a windy day, and we asked for an umbrella, and the umbrella kept lifting kind of up off the ground.
Uh-huh.
And so the guy that was with us, he's a big dude. Like, he used to power lift in college. Now he's 50 and doesn't look like a – he's just big. He's not, like, cut. He's just big. And so he was holding it. He was just holding the umbrella, and the people came back, and they were like, no. And we said, oh, it's okay. He's a strong man. You know, like the strong man on TV? Like, just joking. Like, obviously this guy's 50, right? Well, by the end of it, they were bringing everyone over to take their pictures. So all these people in Jamaica have pictures of this 50-year-old man, and they're going to be like, yeah, strong man, you know, like, and they were like, you know, with the tires, and because you know, that's what they said. They were like, the people that move the tires. And we were like, he moves tires and all this kind of stuff. They comped our meal. And I kind of felt really bad at that point.
They
comped
your meal?
Because they thought you were with someone famous.
They thought he was famous.
That's great.
They had all these people. I mean, like, all the workers. The chef came out and took a picture with everybody. Was like, we have a strong man in the house. And this man sells security products in Louisville, Kentucky.
I mean,
that's so great.
That is like a amped up version of telling a restaurant that today's your birthday.
Yes.
so they give you cake and they sing to you.
You guys need to go back there so he can live a celebrity life again.
So
that's great.
Yeah, and be like, remember us? And yeah, it was hilarious now, but it just kind of turned into like, you know, just
that's
a lot
funny.
More
that
than
just
it
snowballed out of control in the best
Nobody
way.
Got hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. But
that's great.
Got their pride hurt when they are showing their friends, look, I met this strong man, and all these people are like, do you think that guy's a strong man? Like, that guy, you know?
I like that.
But you gave them a thrill. They thought that they were meeting somebody pretty special.
Oh, they did. I mean, everybody. I mean, even like customers, we could see other customers in the restaurant like trying to take pictures of us.
Well, yeah, you see people taking pictures like, oh, that must be somebody. I should probably go get my picture taken too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you, Ashley. That actually reminds me. I remember... someone I knew, was showing everybody a photo that they took with, I want to say it was like Christian Slater. Do you remember that actor, Christian Slater?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm saying that right, right? Christian Slater?
Yes, Christian Slater.
It wasn't him. it was a lookalike. It wasn't him. And they were like, and they were going around, look at this. Look at this.
Look at Christian Slater. There's plenty of people that are like doppelgangers for famous people, and they just kind of go with it.
Oh, gosh. That's good. Hey, thank you for the stories. Biggest lie you ever heard. 99.7 DJX.